Road Trippin' fans, Homage t-shirts are as ferocious as the dunks or bangouts Richard and Channing throw down from time to time, and their softness can't even be matched. Homage has been turning back the clock with throwback tees for years. From the NBA to the Ultimate Warrior, you know, the tee that LeBron wore on the plane after leading the Cavs to its first title the city had seen in over 50 years. Well, Homage tells the stories of triumph, individualism, and hustle, preserving the old school and creating new legacies. Go to homage.com, that's H-O-M-A-G-E, and pay homage with your favorite tee. Be sure to check out the NBA Jam tees and one exclusively made for me and you. Better yet, three other tees designed specific to the Road Trippin' fam you'll want to check out. We're road tripping at homage.com. Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome into another edition of Road Trippin', Richard versus Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. And before we get to our guests, I must say that I am overjoyed, flattered, maybe puzzled, I think is the better word, because DJ Montage is back to co-host with me.
I'm back by popular demand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This wasn't a tough flight for me. I was able to make it in, no problem.
Are your is your jet on the runway waiting for you? What's our time limit?
My budget was budget issues the way my account was set up. So this time, you know, I was brought in by a totally different way, Amtrak. Or
shout out.
No plane this time. Maybe a plane out of here.
Okay, well, we won't waste your time. We'll get right to our guest. For the first time making their debut here on Road Trippin', they're so excited, I can tell, looking at their faces right now. Larry Nance Jr. and Jordan Clarkson. What up, guys?
What up? What's up?
I will say, when I first met you, the first thing I said to you was, have you heard of Road Trippin'? Because, number one, the Lakers pre- and post-game host, Geeter, he co-hosted this summer Road Trippin'.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then actually one of your former teammates, Josh Hart, was on Road Trippin' this summer.
How did Josh beat us on the podcast? That's crazy.
Or how do you not know about the podcast?
I knew about it. I've seen Josh do it.
You did? You heard it?
Yeah.
You heard about it? Good things? Were you excited waiting on your chance and opportunity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Political answer.
Yeah.
No need to lie. So what's up? How are you guys?
I'm chilling. We in Denver right now. Posted. Yeah.
Not a big weather change.
Yeah, I went to this store and bought a Chucky doll.
What? I need you to elaborate.
Yeah, I went to this store, and when I walked in there, the Chucky doll was just sitting there, and I just bought it. I don't know.
A Chucky doll.
Yeah.
Like the movie?
Like the little kid Chucky. Look. I ain't lying to you.
Oh, we have a picture.
He really bought
a Chucky doll.
Let me see. Yeah. Okay, and what is it doing right now? It's just chilling in your room?
It's in a box.
You sure?
It's just looking at it.
I'll come back, Jordan.
That was one of my favorite childhood movies.
Chucky might be road tripping right now.
For sure.
You should have brought it with you.
I know. I think I'm going to just walk around with it for the whole road trip.
Oh, my. Larry, what do you...
He wasn't this weird in L.A., I swear. I swear he wasn't.
What happened?
I don't know.
So, Larry, what did you get today at my buddy, though?
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. A Chucky doll?
Yeah.
Is there any correlation to horror films, or you just... Was it calling you when you walked in?
That's probably what it is. That was it. But I had wasn't
knowing Jordan, it has some fashion thing to it. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
A fashion element. He is one of the fashion guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just ain't got on my clothes yet. So I'm kind of recycling outfits right now. Kind of throwing everything together.
Well, we have a lot to get into. Yeah. Wait, the Chucky doll wears bibs. You're a bib overall guy?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I've seen a kilt.
A kilt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen a kilt. Oh,
boy. Chucky Dower on Jordan.
Oh, no, on Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What else have we seen?
Kilt, overalls.
Yep.
What did you wear under the kilt?
Pants. Oh. Like black pants.
Are we talking like a rowdy Roddy Piper?
Like the Worcester Fighting Scots?
Yes. Yeah. Like a full
blown. I'm forgetting the age.
Yeah, come on. I'm like
sorry.
25. I don't know what a Roddy Piper is.
I didn't either. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Reference to WWF.
And I told you I knew
exactly. Okay, Braveheart. I got identical. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, can you give us the ensemble? It was the leather jacket.
No.
Is there a picture?
I ain't go all. Yeah.
You don't have to find it. We will find it and post it on Road Tripping.
Yeah. Dwayne got like a lot of pubs because I busted in his
I'm in chair today, Jordan.
Ran in his interview and
she really said
I ran in his interview and I was just tripping. I don't know. And then seen my I had to kill them.
You wore this to the game.
Yeah.
Do you pick your outfits out or do you have someone that styles you?
Oh, no, I do it all myself.
You do it all yourself.
Mm. And where are you finding the inspiration?
I don't know.
When do you wake up and say, you know what, today I feel like it's a kilt day?
You know what, I don't really know. Like sometimes I might be watching a movie and see some on the TV and I just
that's cool. Land in Denver and see a Chucky doll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so crazy to me. Yeah. You might actually generate a lot of attention if you just carry that around.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
Tomorrow it's on Fox Sports Ohio, but it's also a national game. So I dare you to walk into the arena.
I might do that.
The Pepsi Center with that.
But that's not my first time doing something like that though. I walked into another store, and the It Clown, it was like a 6'5 It Clown. I had it in my house, remember?
Yeah, no, I seen that.
And I walked in the store, and I just bought it and took it home.
Do you still have it?
Mm-hmm. It's in my garage. I have it.
You think?
Yeah, I hope it's in my garage.
Right. Wow. Larry, do you have anything like this? Are you into fashion? Are you into dolls?
Honestly, no. Like, you can tell by looking at me, my fashion is comfort. Anything that's comfortable and or team issued, you'll see me wearing it. Styled by myself, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't really do the whole fashion thing, the whole doll thing. I'm like a video game guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you play?
Anything and everything.
Really?
So yes. You travel with a console.
I travel with a console.
That's a gamer.
Oh yeah.
I don't have video game knowledge, but do you have game tag?
Or gamer tag.
Gamer tag.
Oh, I just said game tech. I don't know what that is.
I told you I don't have knowledge. All I right. prefaced
let,
with
let
that.
Me drop, let me drop some knowledge. Gamer tag, Xbox. Then there's a PSN, which is PlayStation. So yeah, I've got them both. And
okay.
Then I'm not quite into the whole PC computer thing yet. That's too far. Like once you cross that realm, you're not coming back. So I'm staying away from that.
Okay, so do you play people against people?
Oh, yeah.
Online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like people that you know or
both.
Just random?
Both. Like, I mean, we were talking about Josh Hart earlier. We'll throw him back out. That's my partner.
Oh.
Me and him always play the games together. We always end up winning.
What's your favorite?
This game called Fortnite right now is it's the truth. It's the truth.
Like a strategic game?
No, honestly, it's like the video game version of Hunger Games. So they drop 100 people in this giant map, and then, like, you have to pick stuff up and find it and figure out how to survive, and, like, you all kill each other off until there's one
and
left.
And while you guys are playing, you're talking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There could be, like, me and him or, like, me and a couple other buddies, like, up to four of us, and we'll all be on the same team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I heard that was fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who on the team would win in Hunger Games?
Like, actual Hunger Games?
Who won the team, this team?
Oof. I haven't been around this team long enough.
No?
I don't know.
I'm trying to...
Who would win?
DJ Montage.
In the Hunger Games.
That's That's an interesting, that's a good
very interesting question.
I feel like it's a lot of skill. Mm. Kyle.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
I think he would approach it from a very technical area.
He'd beat you with his mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Are you good? Would you be good at it?
No.
No?
Nah, I'd run right in. I'd probably die.
I appreciate your honesty. Yeah,
completely honest, I'd run right in and try, you know. It's just how, it's just how I do things.
Jordan, I heard through the grapevine that over the weekend you got a simple little taste of the land, Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. How do you feel about it? Different feelings it's than cool. before?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know, people, you know, they try to talk down on Cleveland, man. When I was first coming out there, saying I ain't gonna have nothing to do. Coming from a different city, bigger city. But it's nice. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you picked up on so far?
Restaurants.
That's like one thing everyone says.
The restaurants is fire.
Yeah?
Yeah. You could for sure get a good
you
steak
there.
You
have to define fire because there's actually a restaurant called Fire.
Oh, really?
It actually supplies your food on the plane.
Oh. So people will think like, oh, he only goes to Fire. There's yeah. so many other restaurants. Fire is a term.
Fire
or
is
good.
Like, yeah, that means it's good. I've been in the Marble Room. I've
very
been
nice.
To XO.
Very nice.
Lago, because that ain't too far from where I
very
live.
Nice. Very nice.
Do you have a genre of food you like?
No.
Just anything?
Yeah.
Kind of like your outfits?
Yeah,
just anything.
Jordan, what is your nationality?
I'm African American, Filipino, born in Florida, and then I moved to Texas.
Moved to Texas.
Yeah.
And Larry, we pretty much know your story.
330.
You can't hide from anything.
Yeah, I know.
Ohio till you die.
This whole thing has been crazy.
Do you like it? Do you not like it?
It's all right. It's yeah. I'm not a big camera guy. Like I'm not crazy about the attention, so it's been a bit much for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I can't tell I by like the way you keep posterizing
people. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, we are in Denver, and what a poster on Mason Plumlee on Saturday.
I mean,
sorry,
I don't know if anybody was paying. I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but the dunk last night on Blake Griffin just on the whim.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Which one was that?
I mean, it was a foul, and he just followed through.
Yeah,
it didn't count.
It was nasty.
It was nasty.
Oh yeah.
What was the inspiration on your celebration though?
A little bit of Sean Kemp.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit of Sean Kemp. I was watching the film, and I was like, you know what? I got to do that. So next body I catch, I got to let him know.
Hey, bro, hold on. Uh-huh. So Bleacher Report came out with the video when you dunked on him.
Why did
SpongeBob?
I have no idea. They turned me into Patrick. But
yeah,
do you see Patrick
that.
Had, like, the calf shorts
yeah.
on? I don't know.
I didn't get the whole gist of that thing.
Did you
see
it?
Explain. I don't know what's going on.
Here, look.
Larry dunked it. Larry dunked it, and when he came down, they like did a slow mo, and he turned into Patrick.
They like did like SpongeBob. Yeah, they turned me into Patrick from SpongeBob.
And you're not a fan?
No, I just don't know why.
They had
don't
no
know
correlation.
Why? Yeah. Oh, I got you.
I didn't get it.
I got you.
I thought you had some explanation.
No.
When was the first time you dunked a basketball? How old were you?
I was a sophomore in high school.
What?
Yeah.
When did you hit your growth spurt?
As a junior in high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What? That's Patrick?
Yeah, that's supposed to be Patrick.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was I didn't understand it.
Interesting.
I don't know. Somebody needs to get some clarification on that.
Bleacher Report, please explain to us what
right.
this means.
Right.
The reasoning. Okay, so you hit your growth spurt in high school.
Yeah.
Your junior year.
Yeah.
The first time you dunked, you were a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
When did it happen? Where did it happen?
I was at a team shootout from a high school at the University of Akron. Mm-hmm. And
Revere High School.
Shout out Revere High School. Yeah, go Minutemen. We play Woodridge on Thursday. Got to get that dub.
I have a young Districts? Son that goes there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
DJ
yeah.
Montage Mini. Yeah. Literally.
mini Montage.
Mini Montage.
Mini Montage.
They're in Districts?
Yeah, they're in Districts. This will be the semis, and then they'll play, if they win one more, they'll be, what is it, Districts, then something
your
after
brother's
that.
Sections
there,
right?
or something. Yeah, my little brother's there. He's
Is he any good?
Yeah, he's very good.
Obviously, I'm kidding.
Yeah, he's very good. He's going to Northwestern next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting.
Well, it must run in the family. Does he have how are his looks compared to yours and your dad's? Can we please address this right now?
They look very similar.
We look very similar. I'll give you that. He's taller than I am. I don't like that. But you at don't? The same time, I've got him.
Girth?
Yeah, I've got him in weight. Like, I'm way too strong for him.
Until he goes to college.
No, that'll never change. That'll never change.
No, I think we need to address last night. I did a walk-off with Larry, and for the first time in a long time, I'll admit it, Larry caught me off guard with a response, and I was like, oh, snap.
Hey,
and I totally messed it up.
What was his response?
So we compared his first career start as a Cav to his father's first career start, and we showed the numbers and everything, and instead of talking basketball, he decided to go with how he's better looking than his dad.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, shout out, Mom.
shout out, Mom. Good
shout
genes.
Out, Mom.
All right. Well, here on the podcast, just a little insight. We like to really just be unfiltered, tell stories,
cool.
Anything and everything you want to talk about. Obviously, we're kind of there. But I think one of the cool things with you guys especially, we like to stay away from basketball as much as possible. Right. But given this is your lifestyle and fans love to hear from you guys, I think one of the cool things, and Randy, we've talked about it, is that you both have played with Kobe and you have both played with LeBron now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were open not too long ago about the two of them.
Yeah.
And you haven't played a lot alongside LeBron just yet. But I guess kind of your insights and your take on the two of them and what they've kind of shown you guys.
I was only with Kobe for 1 year, and that was the last year. JC would know a little bit more than I would.
Yeah.
A whole year more. But I don't know. Just from the little bit that I've gotten to see of this team is, I don't know, Kobe was a bit more of a...
And it's not here, let me preface, it's not here to pit the two against each other.
Right.
It's you guys have played with two Hall of Famers. Yeah. Greats. That a lot of people don't get a chance to do both.
No, absolutely. It's just like Kobe was a bit more quiet. Kind of kept to himself a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to come here and then see like a different type of leader and different type of alpha. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think not only just the players, but the player in compass of the organizations too. Like, yep. I mean, you're coming from the Lake Show.
Mm-hmm.
And you now come to like what is more like a blue collar, mm-hmm. you know, a hard nosed city in yeah. terms of like the fan appreciation. You know, you guys are playing in front of like A-list celebrities every night. To now you're playing in front of fans that will like run into a brick wall for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the players kind of emulate the audience.
Yeah. You know?
I think an easier question is like your style of play on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had to change it, or does one player's game complement it better? Or?
For me, I
no.
Yeah,
JC just gets buckets.
I mean,
he comes in and gets buckets.
I love his style
what he does.
Because one of the things that we always talk about as a group, some of my our friends and stuff, is like playing the game and just having fun is like. Developing that thing where you just never forget forget the last basket kind of, and
forward
that's how
mentality.
Yeah,
next play.
I love that about his game because it's just like okay, I made or missed that shot, but I'm coming back at you the very next play.
Yeah,
and to develop that as a young guy is great.
Yeah, I love the mentality. I don't know what people will think of this, but I personally loved. The fire and what you showed with Saric.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have handled it a different year, but I don't know. We was playing basketball. Mm-hmm. It was a basketball right there. I mean, what y'all want to do?
You're competitive? Like,
yeah. I mean, I could have walked down the court and Rafer Austin slapped him or something.
Yeah.
Like Eddie House. Or I could have just threw the ball in the back. And then I didn't want to throw it at his head because I didn't want to get suspended.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so
wise.
I was like, you know what? This is the only way we can get this attention off because, I mean, to me, the play was over. I mean, the game was over. Everybody play defense. You should play defense if you ain't score. I mean, you see it on the TV, people talking like that. But
as players, it's the unwritten rule.
Yeah, but at the same time, the game is over. They
it's
pushing
kind of,
the ball
kind of a
like
respect thing.
They pushing the ball down the court 90 miles an hour to go get a dunk. Like, bro, just get on the flight. Y'all won.
Yeah.
Get on the flight. Y'all just go home, bro. You don't have to do all that.
Right. Larry, yeah. How does it feel, though, to, like, every time you touch the ball, everybody in the building is anticipating you to basically dunk from anywhere
when you
are.
When you don't dunk, I'm like, what the?
The crowd is like, yeah.
No,
he's coming out the locker room.
No, I feel that, though. Like, even going through layup lines, when I'll take a jump shot or, like, pull up a floater or something, people are like, oh.
That's me.
Like, I really want to see something.
I actually heard you in Atlanta. I think we were having practice. And it was like you guys literally were waiting for the, you know, everything to clear. And they cleared you guys. And the team had already been practicing a little bit. And you got out there. And I remember overhearing you say to somebody, like, hey, man, quit throwing me alley-oops, man. I got to warm up.
Yeah. It's Hood. Hood and G-Hell. We'll be walking through plays and, like, just literally walking through plays. And so I'll come off the screen, set it for him, and just, like, instead of just bouncing me something that I could just kind of throw at the rim, they always throw it up there. So, like, all right, let's see what you can go get. Like, I'm not even warmed up yet.
That's got to be great, though. Like, I would love every time I could show up somewhere, everybody's like,
Do you get tired?
Of dunking? No.
No, like, throughout the course of a game?
I mean, well.
Like, what do you average dunk-wise a game?
I don't know.
We need to look that up.
I don't know. But, like. Yeah, it's different. Like last game, I wouldn't have minded a layup. You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of beating my hands and wrists up on the rim a little bit. They do get sore, but no, it's fun. Honestly, like it's cool. Like every time I catch it, hearing people like oh, here we go, something's about to happen. Because in my mind, I'm like, something might happen. All right, let's go try it.
When do you know what your dunk is going to be? At what point?
I have one dunk. What? I have one dunk. Literally, I have one dunk. Like, if you watch all the dunks I have, I put it in this one hand, palm it, and then just put it, whoever's in front of me, just kind of, like, put it above them. And that's about it. Put it above them, hold it up there, and I know they can't get it. No matter who it is.
I'm still waiting for them to jump over somebody. I think it's going to happen. It's
like a legitimate dunk contest, but live.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen soon.
I don't know if I got that. Because Giannis did it off one. I'm not, like, a one-legged jumper. You think I could jump over somebody off two?
Yeah.
I could, but like it has to be perfect. Like it was perfect in LA when Smart stepped up to take the charge.
Oh yeah.
But I just messed that one up. But like it's got to be someone taking a charge. I can clear him that way.
Have you had a bad dunk? A dunk go bad?
I've never like fallen or anything like. You know what? That's a lie. My senior year in high school, I remember it to this day. This is why I jump off 2 feet. Got a steal. My point guard got a steal, kicked it ahead to me, and we were playing Barberton High School. I still have ill feelings towards them. Got a fast break, and I did the classic, you know, off one leg, put it over him, and just kind of hung up there and waited for him to come down before I dunked it, and he just took my legs out. Dirty play, took my legs out. And so I'm not jumping off one leg anymore like that. Just not doing it.
You got injured?
Not injured, but yeah, it hurt. Like I bruised and stuff like that. But like that's being up there that high and getting taken out is one of the scariest things.
Have you ever blown a dunk?
They really got some scary leapers on this team. Like him and Jeff. I mean, Jeff has kind of been quiet lately now that Larry's, you know, flying high. And
That one in the preseason from Jeff, the left hand in DC.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Pick your poison.
Yeah.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, let's take a hard left.
Let's go back to this fashion thing and these.
Yeah.
These, you know.
Let's get away from basketball because no one cares.
This guy and his
kilts.
I still can't believe there's a Chucky doll chilling in this hotel.
Yeah. He's just posted right now.
Will you bring it to Shudron tomorrow?
Yeah,
he's speaking to the media right now. He's working out his deal.
All right, yeah, let's break it down.
Who are you, I shouldn't say like a fan, but what fashion house or designer are you steering towards right now? Would you consider yourself more of a street guy, like a street fashion guy, or
I would say
street brands?
Like yeah. I do a lot of high fashion though, mix it with street brand though.
Oh, okay.
right now, I like all of Virgil's stuff.
Okay.
Off-White. Yeah. Yeah. He did a
good
job.
Virgil.
Yeah.
I'm a size 12.
He's been doing a good job. Like,
yeah, I'm actually a lot very of stuff impressed. Recently. I'm very impressed. Some of the stuff, I mean, is to me, is kind of age conscious.
Yeah.
You know, at a certain age, a big X on my back can.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have some of the pieces, so you know, he has some things you can pick through, and it's subtle.
Yeah.
And then he's has some, you know, some very.
Yeah, he be having some off the wall stuff sometimes. Yeah. But he's done a good job recently. Then all his stuff was Nike. With Nike, is fire.
Oh, it's crazy.
I just want to. They need to do some clothes
to match
the shoes.
I went during. What was that? What were we in town for? In New York this year.
Yeah.
They did the off campus.
Mm-hmm.
And he did hoodies and hats and stuff like that to kind of go with it. But
I did see that.
Yeah.
It would be dope if they just came out with like a full collection, Virgil and Nike.
I would have thought it would came maybe through Nike Lab.
Yeah.
What is your take about the style, the fashion on this team?
We got some guys that can dress.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Everybody kind of got their own like swag though.
Yeah.
Like Swish got his own. Like Stilo, Bron got his own thing too. He like switch it up a lot too though, cause I mean I used to see like pictures on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan, he kind of
with the fur.
Yeah. We haven't yet to see a fur sighting this year.
That's right. No, the hood of the pink jacket. Got him. This is horrible. The the name brand jacket. Come on, help me out.
Which one?
It's a popular brand right now. Ugh, come on, you guys.
What does it
look
like?
Winter jacket. The winter jacket's the
Canadian Goose.
Yes, Canadian Goose. Yeah, his pink one that had fur on it.
You're right.
Oh,
I did forget about that.
Yeah, because he wore pink.
But we saw a very extravagant fur before, so that one was like
I actually
on Christmas.
Seen that.
Yeah,
I seen a picture of that.
Do you wear fur? Are you in a fur?
I got a few, not real. What is it called? What do they call
fur?
Faux fur.
Faux fur.
Oh, faux. Yeah.
Faux fur.
Faux, yeah.
Faux, right?
It's spelled like fox.
Yeah, that's how you spell it, though,
it's
right?
Faux, yeah.
Why they say it different?
Yeah, F-A-U-X.
I thought it was always fox.
Don't be running around telling people you're wearing fox.
I got fox. It's over for me, huh?
Okay, so Larry, you played in L.A.,
yeah.
But you still just wore comfort? Still wore... Really?
Yeah.
True to your roots.
No, but there's a very comfort lane of L.A. I mean,
athleisure.
Don't think that... I mean, everybody is running on a runway. I mean,
I've never not seen anyone on a runway when I go to L.A.
No, but
have you seen me?
No.
Not on a runway. Literally.
Make sure we get that walk in.
Like, I signed with Adidas to wear Adidas. Like, I honestly, like, all the whole designer stuff is so far above me that I'm a simple dude.
So is there any chance we catch you in the Yeezys or anything?
I got some Yeezys. Okay. I got some Yeezys and all that, but like
he put them on low.
Every now and again, like to me it's just I want to be comfortable. You know what I mean?
Were you guys glad that you came together?
It was so much easier having somebody come with me, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know how he feels about it, but, like, having somebody to kind of, like, look at and be like, yo, you see this right now? Like,
What are you talking about?
Right.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Nothing. He knows.
Yeah. Just everything. It was just like a new vibe, though.
You guys even kind of is the teams, too, with the young coaches.
So,
Yeah, they went, from one young coach to the next. Yeah.
How was Luke? Luke played in Cleveland his last year.
Luke is great.
Yeah.
Always heard great things.
No, Luke is great. If you're a player, you'd love Luke. You know, super laid back, you know, very very player's coach. The type of guy that, like, you just want to play hard for because of how cool he is to you.
Yeah. Shout out to Luke.
Shout out, Luke. Both guys were Lakers. Both coaches were Lakers.
Yeah.
There you go. That's true.
The great Bill Walton was on our podcast.
He was
episode 4. I don't think I said one word.
Yeah.
Was he casual?
For an hour. He remember when it was the NBA college crossover last year and he was in town? He came on after and we sat there for an hour. You guys, when I tell you, we cheers and he took off. And it was every single story. He gave stories of Luke and Richard when they were in college together. I mean, he unveiled it all.
That's crazy.
What is this?
What are we drinking?
It's over here. Because I know I did request the cab. I did request the cab. It's good. That's why I had to ask.
That's a Stag's Leap.
You were saying something about the cellar, right?
Yeah, Stag's Leap cellar. This is a great Napa wine here, bro.
Man, I ain't got into the wine thing yet.
Well, what do you like?
You have to do. I'll tell you. The best way is I went to Napa Valley and I went to something like a tasting room.
Yeah.
And they kind of had everything from cabs to Syrahs. And they just kind of educate you, too, because you think, like, this label, you read this Stag's Leap, which is actually the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cabernet is the actual grape. So you have Merlot is a grape, and Pinot is a grape. And you just find whichever one you like.
Yeah.
And your taste palate is always different.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously you're not into the wine, so you've never been to a winery. Mm-mm. Have you ever been to a winery?
It's an experience.
I went wine tasting this summer, yeah.
Where did you go?
Oh man, it was up in Napa somewhere.
Okay, so
Napa. I went with my fiance's family. Yeah.
So obviously we went to Napa this year, and it was my first time as well. And the thing that shocked me the most was that you get champagne at each winery that you go to, and I never understood why until I realized that because of the amounts and the different, it's to cleanse your palate, to change your palate.
Oh.
But whoa, does it send you over the edge?
Oh, really?
It's
you're going
actually,
champagne to wine, you know?
Yeah, that sounds crazy. So basically, y'all just eating a bunch of grapes.
Drinking fermented
grapes.
Well, all right, okay. I just had to put it in my own.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know how, like.
There's a process.
You know how, like, when you eat sushi, right?
Yeah.
And they give you the ginger.
Yeah.
The champagne is basically the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right, see, there you go.
Oh, so that's a very good analogy.
Yeah, I eat sushi.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, so, we're taking a trip to L.A., okay? I have friends in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really tell you the name of the place because, I mean, I've heard a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
Your last sushi meal in L.A., you would go to?
I'm not going to go mainstream. I'm going to go to Jinpachi.
Location? Where is it?
West Hollywood.
Small, very small spot.
Upstairs, and then a little, like a little bar thing on the bottom.
You know, Channing was a big sushi guy too. Shout out Channing.
Yeah,
big sushi guy. He kind of got me trying some things I wouldn't have normally tried.
I do everything.
So mackerel head and all that type of stuff.
Well, I don't know about all that, but like. The sashimis, the white fish, all that.
Yeah,
crispy rice, spicy tuna. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Is sugarfish mainstream?
Yes.
Oh okay.
That's so mainstream.
Did you?
I love sugarfish.
Oh, so
I can't do sugarfish. You can't.
I can't eat sugarfish.
It's good.
I don't know what it is.
Sugarfish. I can do sugarfish.
Shout out
sugarfish.
But I do like the Nobu.
Okay. Now, inland or Malibu?
Malibu, I like because you know it's two different. They got like two different like styles of how they serve some stuff.
Right.
I like the Malibu one because like the vibe was right there on the water. And then you got the crispy rice spicy tuna come on a lettuce like wrap almost.
Right.
And I think that's fire. And then. I definitely would go with Malibu.
Yeah. Malibu. We're actually talking about something you can actually jump right in on. You're part of this.
Oh,
he tripped.
athletic. LeBron James has just graced
us
with his presence.
We're talking about one of his favorite places.
Actually, you need to jump on because your teammate, LeBron, your teammate.
Oh, boy. You've missed.
You have to jump on.
You have to jump on this. So.
Oh, what are you talking about?
We're talking about you.
On this conversation.
Kilts and Chucky.
Actually,
we've had two of these run-ins today.
He's talking about my interview. Talking about my interview.
I mean, I really can
did
see,
you not know
I can see the game really well.
The latest and hottest thing in America right now is The Bachelor, the finale that happened.
I don't even watch
this. I've never
seen you lost me. So.
Guys, I was just kidding. I was watching the news.
You said after Flavor.
Flavor of Love. Watching Flavor of Love.
I used to. I ain't going to lie to you.
Wow.
What?
What you watching now? Like, what's your go-to?
Movies.
Just movies?
Mm-hmm.
Like TV series or just straight
movies? Straight movies. Netflix. But I watched a lot of like Netflix series, though. Like, the coldest one that had came out to me this last year was 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah. Did you see Stranger Things?
Yeah, Stranger Things was dope,
very
too.
Good. Yeah, very good.
Ozark, yes.
Yes.
So,
I tried it. I tried to watch it for a second. I couldn't watch it no more.
Hey, aren't they coming out with the second, with the season two? Is it?
No, okay. You know what's fire on Netflix?
What?
Black Mirrors.
No, I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Weird.
I couldn't get into it.
Yo, hold on. It's crazy. I like mean, that kind of stuff, though.
Like, yeah, we know. You bought a Chucky doll today.
Yeah. I was going to ask you.
Yeah, but you didn't go to buy a sandwich. You came back with a Chucky doll. You went to eat, right?
Yeah, I just left the hotel.
Did you even get food?
Mm-mm. Chucky ate.
You just gave it to Chucky.
Because we got dinner in a little while. I didn't want to ruin my appetite. So I just went to the store and then I seen it. It was just sitting in there.
So are you just going to set it like on? I'm so confused. Like, you're going to go to sleep tonight and you're going to be okay with it just sitting in your room?
Yeah, I'm going to just leave him. Because I'm going to end up putting him in the house.
Hey, you see Brisky?
Yeah. I'm going to end up putting him in the house somewhere. Probably by my TV, by my bed, or in the living room, maybe.
I still can't believe
it. I'm going to show y'all.
You're going to put him there loose.
Yeah.
You gonna take him out of the box?
No. I'm gonna keep him in the box.
I'm gonna keep him in the box.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, though, we talked about it on the last podcast that we did. He was talking about The Sinner. I started watching that today.
Never seen.
Have you seen it? The one with Jessica Biel?
Haven't seen it.
On USA. Have you started watching? It's really good. The Sinner right now. She is. She's really good.
It's a movie or a TV series? TV series.
Yeah, it's a TV series. Yeah. So what are you looking for, Jordan?
I'm trying to show you this.
Looking for the it doll.
Oh, the it doll.
All right, one day.
It's not a doll.
My cousin was, because when you walk past it, it started moving. So
what does?
The 6'5" it.
The one that you have?
What's his name? Pennywise.
Yeah. Pennywise.
The one that he was for Halloween?
Hey, you saw that? You got a 6'5". That's a 6'9" Pennywise.
He moves too when you walk by.
I gotta find this video. But she unplugs it and the eyes started blinking by itself. I ain't lying to you. This is a true story.
And this is the one in your house?
Yeah.
And you're okay with it? Well, it's in your garage.
Now it's in the garage.
Is that why he got that's why he's in the garage?
Yeah, he got the boot after that, man.
Thought stop it was ghost in my house. Are you into horror films?
Yeah, that's my best. That's my favorite like genre of movies.
What about you, Larry?
I can't do horror films. Nah, last one I watched was Paranormal Activity. Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I feel like that's not horror. I feel like that's more like mess with your mind.
But see, I can do like if it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like if it's a person doing the horror.
Yeah.
I can deal with it. But if it's like some kind of spirit
clowns
devil stuff, I can't handle it.
Stuff,
because then there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
If it's a person, at least I'll at least have a chance to defend myself at some point. If a spirit's in here right now and decided like, hey, I don't like him, there's nothing I can do. So that like I don't know. That's why I couldn't sleep at
night.
That's
why I couldn't have a Chucky doll in my room.
Exactly.
That is so crazy. Did you find the video?
I got so many videos.
So she just saw the eyes start.
No, she unplugged it. I was sitting there with the phone recording her because she was scared to unplug it. And then when she unplugged it, she got up and then it started blinking on its own. I ain't lying to y'all. Y'all think I'm playing.
I don't think you're playing. I just wonder why it's still there.
It would have been for sale so fast.
For sale, I would have just taken it to the trash.
He might have came back.
DJ Montage. All right, so DJ Montage has a few things. You've mm-hmm. obviously escaped them that he does not believe in.
What do you mean?
He doesn't believe in Elvis, and he doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
Hold on. How don't you believe in Elvis?
I don't believe in dinosaurs either.
What?
Well, no, I actually do. I believe that.
What?
All right, this is going to get a little crazy, all right?
Oh.
So
hold on,
I'm
going to
take y'all a little left on this. All right, so y'all know how we got dogs and stuff, right?
Right.
So I think it was bigger people in the world before us, and, like, the dinosaurs was they pets. Yeah.
Yeah. On a leash.
Yeah.
Like a pit.
Straight up.
Hey, quit all that, making all that noise.
Yeah.
So how big were these people?
Oh, you look at a dinosaur, they got to be 3 times bigger than them.
Where are their bones?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks because there are no bones to be found in Akron, Ohio.
Exactly. Why are all the bones to these dinosaurs only in, like,
what, you can't say dinosaurs. It's like saying,
okay, so what do you call them?
Basketball. It's a real thing. It happened.
All right, so why weren't there any pterodactyls?
Stegosaurus.
In Bath, Ohio. Why did we find saber-toothed tiger bones at Krogan Park?
You said at Krogan.
I mean, I just want to know this. I didn't find a triceratops. All
right.
In Kentucky. They're all in somewhere in Arizona. It's the same. They're all at Jurassic Park.
You learned about this in science class.
But, like, why don't we have?
Oh, that was right.
But at this, I don't know. Why don't we have black bear, or why don't we have grizzly bears in Ohio?
That's what I said.
Nobody asked
just
you to
like
be so
how you don't have.
I was saying maybe they didn't like it. I don't know.
I mean, it just—it's not that I don't know if I believe in them or not. The Elvis thing, I actually believe Elvis was a person, but he's more of a character. Like, I don't know. I don't want.
What you mean?
I
want to hear this. How do you not believe in Elvis? Like, what about him?
Change the subject.
Nope. No. First of all, you have the opportunity and ability to change the subject.
Yeah, you know.
No.
How do you guys feel about the weather here?
Continue.
It's getting hot over here right now.
I think Larry needs a refill.
Ah.
All right.
By all means.
Okay, so do you guys not believe anything? Obviously, you don't believe in dinosaurs.
I do believe in dinosaurs.
But you just think that there's.
Yeah.
They were pets.
They were just pets. They're pets. Bigger people.
Big.
You believe
90
in
feet people.
I believe in aliens. Yeah, I don't think they're aliens. They just people.
So you just think there's people somewhere out there, just like us.
They just looking for shit. I mean, stuff.
You can do that.
My bad.
You can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I think it's too big. There's got to be something else. There's got to be.
Another being?
Yeah. I don't know if it's people, but like something.
I have something for you, DJ.
I don't believe the first when they went to the moon.
You think that was a conspiracy?
I think it was I think they was in a studio in Hollywood and recorded that. Straight up. Just being dead honest.
What about that makes you think so?
First, bro, the flag was moving. It's like it
there's
was
no
like
wind
waving.
In space. I'll give you that.
So how they what they going to They gonna make the win. They just needed something to believe in back then.
I don't know. I was thinking like maybe the little spaceship, the spaceship that they landed.
What did you study in college?
You know, basketball,
general studies.
Okay, DJ Montage. During the Ice Age, Ohio, was home to giant beavers, humans. Mammoths and mastodons. Paleo Indians collected fossils that were later incorporated into their mounds. Ohio has been the birthplace of many world famous paleontologists. Yada yada yada.
So this was a book somebody wrote this, right?
Wikipedia.
Somebody also wrote Cat in the Hat. Okay. We're gonna believe it because they wrote it. Yeah, they had giant beavers. How big was the beaver? Who's seen it?
You haven't seen a beaver?
Yeah, I've seen a beaver. I could have said, oh, that's a big beaver. He's giant. Like, what's, I mean, they have mammoths. There's elephants at the zoo. Like, come on.
Mermaids. Do you believe in mermaids?
Yep. I saw the movie Splash.
Okay.
Yep. Are you serious?
You guys believe in mermaids? They're beautiful.
No.
No.
I think we'd have found them. Nah, we'd have found them.
Bro, there's so much stuff in the sea that we ain't never seen before.
Yeah, but if it's a person, you think they can go that far down? It's like a person with a fishtail.
Bruh, we don't even know if dinosaurs are real. They probably down there just chilling.
But sharks are dinosaurs.
Down there chilling?
The dinosaurs.
Yeah, sharks are dinosaurs.
You think the dinosaurs are in the sea?
I'm saying some of them could just be down all the way in the bottom just chilling. And sleep or something. And waiting for the time to come out.
They've been sleeping a long time. Yeah. A long time.
Oh, God. All right. Well, do you guys have any charities? We like to talk about that on Road Tripping. Any charities, anything you guys are involved in?
Yeah.
Would you like to spread the word?
I know you have one. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. The reason we talked earlier why I was so small growing up. Like, I have my growth spurt late.
Yes.
I have Crohn's disease, right? And so all that is just an autoimmune disease that affects my intestines, my GI tract. Mm-hmm. And it stopped me from growing when I was younger, right? So, like, once I got treatment, that's why all of a sudden it was like I went from 5'10 as a sophomore to 6'4 as a junior in high school.
Really?
So, right. That's so it was great. Like once we got it figured out. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And
I'm not making light of this. I'm just saying.
No, it really was. It was like a light switch.
You need to make light of it, though, because
it was like a light switch.
A lot of people have Crohn's disease.
Yeah, they do. 1.6 million Americans, right? I know that. And so, yeah, I've got my foundation that it's all goes towards Crohn's research. And actually, Cleveland Clinic is the leading research center for IBD. What is it? Intestinal bowel disease or something like that. But it's a leading research center for that. And so we fundraise and do all stuff like that. And all of it goes towards research and connecting these kids with me and different athletes that have Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and stuff like that to make them realize like, hey, even though you have this, you know, it doesn't mean that you still can't pursue your athletic or, you know, whatever it is, all your dreams. And so
that's what I was for your family.
I was terrible when I was younger at basketball, at soccer, at school, at life. I came home from school and slept, wasn't eating, like was like 5'10", 100 pounds, like really little. And so like my parents took me to the hospital and like, yeah, my stomach hurts, but you know, I don't know what it was. And it came out that I was like anemic. So that's what they thought at first. So I started taking iron. Wasn't it. And so I went back for some more tests and they did a bunch of oscopies, you know, colonoscopy, all that stuff. And it came that I had ulcers throughout my entire digestive tract that was robbing me of every nutrient that I was eating, taking down. And once they got that diagnosed, it's this drug called Remicade. And it was, I still have to take today every 6 weeks, three and a half hours at the clinic. It's an IV. Yeah, it's like I call it my Popeye's spinach. Literally, like I leave that room feeling like a superhero. And so, I got diagnosed.
So did you have that right when you dunked on Mason Plumlee?
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy though? I had it the day I left LA, and I've been feeling great ever since. So six weeks from then, I'll have it again, and then I'll be feeling great.
Wait, 6 weeks? I thought you said 6 months.
No, 6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Yeah,
wow.
It's just different person to person.
We need to look at the calendar.
Nah, but there's no trail off, man. There's no trail off. Like,
no, I'm just gonna see who's getting the next major posterized 6 weeks from now.
Kind of out the games.
When it comes to Crohn's disease, is there, for instance, like early detection or preventative measures?
There's not. It's actually a primarily Jewish thing. So that's why it, you know, I wasn't supposed to have it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And but no, nobody in my family has it. It's not a biological thing. It's just kind of like
it develops.
It does. I mean, you're born with it, and then it either shows up. Like some people are born with it and just kind of it never really rears its head, and then other people, and you'll never even know you have it. But like other people, like, you're born with it, and, like, it didn't hit me till I was 16. Other, like, there are kids that I talk to that it hits them when they're 7. Or, like, some other person, it hits them when they're 30. It's just kind of like whenever you, whenever it decides to rear its head.
Wow. How tall is your mom?
My mom's 6'2".
Oh, yeah, so they knew it was no way that your dad being 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah.
Being 6'2".
Yeah.
And you at 16.
5'10".
5'10", 100 pounds. It was like.
I was a freshman in high school. My sister was a senior who was 6'4".
Oh, yeah, so it was
right.
No way.
No way. Right. And so.
There's no way for you to be that size.
No.
Something was wrong.
And what did you say the time span was on your growth after you
found out? As a sophomore, we found it when I was 5'10", and the start of my junior basketball season, I was 6'4".
Wow.
Yeah. It was a big summer.
That's crazy.
It was a big summer.
So you were still sleeping a lot.
Yeah, still sleep. My knees hurt. My knees hurt bad, but no, it was big time.
So is there a website? Is there?
Yeah, it's called Athletes vs. Crohn's, and it's you know, something that was actually in New York and in L.A. We're gonna have a big event this summer, but you know, now it's a blessing that I moved back to Cleveland now that I get to be near the clinic and get to work with my doctors there, and so we're gonna be doing good things in the city.
Do you like towards the end of like that 6 week, like mm-hmm. before you go, do you feel?
See, I don't now, but like, if I were to have it at 7 weeks, I would.
Really?
So because it's such a like definite time period that like if I were to have it at 6 weeks and 2 days, I'd start to like man, I'm tired, like, or I'm like my stomach starts hurting or something like that, and then we've timed it out perfect so that every six it's that 6 week on the dot, and I'm just kind of keep me playing at a high level. Yeah.
Yeah.
JC, tell us about the JC6 Foundation.
Just
right?
my foundation. For me, it's just always giving back. You know, mm-hmm. in LA, I built a few courts out there. Always did stuff for schools. Always did like something for the community. Mm-hmm. Just because where I'm from, we didn't have like a lot of role models. Where I'm from, San Antonio, East Side. I mean, we had role models, but it wasn't the ones that you should follow. But just being
what
being
kept
honest,
you in line? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kept you on track?
First, my dad. He was on me always. But you know, as a kid, you were curious. You out there running with your friends and stuff like that. Doing stupid stuff growing up, but what kept me in line was I wanted to leave. Always, I always had a thing of not coming back home. My dad always told me, man, when you leave, I want you to be gone. I don't want you to be around here no more. And I was like, shoot, that's my goal, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, I got him a crib, getting built right now for him. But, you know, they like it there.
Where are they at?
You know, San Antonio.
They're still there.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, it was that was the really thing that really just kept me always online. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to come back here. That was it.
You have siblings?
Little brother.
Little brother. What mm-hmm. does he do?
He plays too, basketball. Yeah. Division II school. Small. Harris Stowe in St. Louis.
Has your family been able to come to Cleveland yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They came for the first game. Yeah.
What are you guys anticipating? How much are you looking forward to being back in Staples this weekend? Bittersweet, excited, looking forward to it.
I'm excited. Yeah. I am.
I'm excited too. I mean, obviously, like, I was home for 2.5 years, you know, so now it'll be good. I think both of us kind of left the fans on a pretty good note. You know, I think they have a good opinion of us and mm-hmm. always played hard for them and everything. So, you know, I'm looking forward to going back and playing in front of them, obviously. But it's great. That game's probably going to mean a little bit more. You know, you think so?
Yeah. You know how I get, man. I like games like that.
Yeah. No.
What does that mean? Larry.
It's just time. What does that mean?
JC might try to drop 50.
Look out. What will your fashion game be?
I don't know. I might just come in there with some sweats on.
What?
Yeah. It's time to get to work. Don't believe I ain't playing around enough.
Don't believe that.
You wear straight kilts?
Up. I might just come in there with some sweats. Straight up. Because I only got one thing in mind. That's it.
Okay.
So this is definitely a game you've circled.
Oh yeah, but it ain't like saying. it's nothing against
the players. It's just you get to play against your former team.
Playing against your old teammates. You practice against them all the time. It's like, yo, shoot, I always used to be like, don't play, bro.
How was it traveling around with the Lakers, with that franchise? Obviously now we talk about it a lot, traveling with a guy like LeBron. The hype and the circus, respectfully.
It's very similar to traveling with me.
It's very similar.
You know, it's just very tough. You know, people traveling with me, trying to keep the fans away. You know, montage maniacs. You know.
Hey, I don't know if it was it the same for me. It was like so. My first, obviously, he had one more year than me. But for me, the first year was with Kobe, so that was a zoo. Right. Everywhere
that was his farewell tour.
Yeah, everywhere we went, it was more Lakers fans than the opposing team. Honestly, except OKC and Cleveland. That was the only place we went to where like there was more home fans than there were ours. And then there was like a down year where like we weren't great. We didn't have any big name draws or anything like that. We had D'Angelo, we had B.I., but we didn't have any big name draws. And then this, you know, halfway through this year, it was Zoe. And so it was almost like resurfacing of that Laker fan base, that like that Triple B following, you know, that it was different. So it's like it was almost like, you know, we got to see a peak and a valley of it.
Were you guys able to separate all of that? Did you feel within the team what was felt on the outside? No.
Mm-mm. I don't think.
No.
Not inside.
He told me. Zoe's not what you think he is.
Yeah. I feel like people got it wrong.
I feel like he's very relaxed.
Yeah.
He don't want to. Laid back.
Yeah, super chill. He don't really say much. Well, yeah. He got jokes and stuff. He be talking trash a lot, but.
No, he's not what you. He's not like that cool persona that the media or like people have of him. He's pretty quiet, like super humble kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's because of, but like, yeah, he's not.
No, what I'm saying is, like you say, like not the media, the attention is because of a lot of what his dad does.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? You know, his family does certainly attracts a lot of attention and you know, rightfully so, but he's not.
That's not who you.
That's not who we see. You know, we see a pretty humble kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What type of music do you listen to?
Do I listen to?
Yeah.
All right. So, before I left, when I was in high school, and I had this group of friends that all we listened to was R&B. Right. That was it. All no rap, no nothing else. It was only R&B. And then I went to school in Wyoming. Right. And I found myself 4 years immersed in this country culture.
Yes.
Right. So I've been to about 6 or 7 country concerts. Like I'm talking Zac Brown Band,
Eric Church.
I've been to an Eric Church concert. A bunch of
them.
Luke Bryan. I've been to Luke Bryan.
I've seen Keith Urban. I've seen all those guys.
Side note.
Don't get a twist.
Yeah.
Side note. Before we go further with that, with the music thing.
Right.
Your dad's big in cars and stuff too.
Yeah,
which
he is.
Kind of revolves around that music, the country music era of. Genre of
a little bit.
He did like funny car races.
A little bit. Yeah, he was like pro stock. So like quarter mile, see as fast as you can go and be the other guy.
So is he into country music too?
No.
Not at all.
No, my dad's like, okay, and I guess I should have said this before that. But when I got in high school, it was R&B. But like all I heard throughout the house growing up was Temptations, Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, all
so
Motown,
he was
the classic.
He was driving a stock car with Bobby Womack playing.
Yeah, he had his 67 Camaro. Yeah, with you know, Temptations and all those guys playing. So I went to school with country and all that stuff. And then now that I got in the league, nobody listens to country.
That's nobody, not true. Jimmy Butler is in a country
Jimmy,
music
but
video.
You know what I mean? And we're not blasting that in the locker room. Or like nobody's
montage. Can you step your game up?
Nobody's listening to Bryson Tiller in the locker room and stuff like that. So now like I'm all immersed in this hip hop culture.
So it's hard to get ready for a game with like
you can't be getting ready for a game with like
chicken fried
Let me take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
First of all, that is so old.
That's it's a good one, though. Old. Jason Aldean, been to a few of his concerts as well.
Oh, those are real lyrics.
Oh, that's not a joke.
A what?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Sorry.
You thought you just pulled that off the top?
My favorite country song is by Rodney Atkins. I've been watching you. Y'all go listen to it.
Can you sing a little bit?
Is that about his dad?
Yeah.
Is it slow?
No, it's kind of.
You've heard it before.
Yeah.
It was real popular.
I've been watching you.
What you been listening to?
Right now, I'll go with, of course, you got to go with Nipsey first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know country songs until they come on. I can't just tell you a country song right now and be like, yeah, that's my song. Like, if I hear it, and you know, I may know the words.
But I'm gonna say,
shout out Nipsey, by the way.
Yeah. Moneybagg, Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm. Larry's like, what?
I have no idea. I know who Nipsey is, but I don't know who Moneybagg or Lil Baby is.
Off the head, I'm trying to think.
If we opened your playlist right now, what would come up?
I will show you right now.
Yours? Larry?
Mine?
Chucky and the Three Tops.
See? Moneybagg, YG, Nipsey, Moneybagg again.
If you could have one song to play before game 7 of the finals, what would it be?
Trey and Zero. Who's the Man?
No.
That's some real like down some South Texas music
already.
Yeah.
What would you pick?
Game 7?
Yeah. Oof. One song.
Tupac, Hit Him Up. Gotta be. It's gotta be.
What's your go-to, DJ Montage?
Go-to song?
Yeah. You were playing tunes on the bus today.
Yeah. I don't really have some a good. It really depends on, you know.
It ain't busted open still.
Strike three, bro.
That's strike three.
No, those are not. No.
This is when I ask if you guys have anything car. Else you want to say.
It wasn't my car.
What?
I don't know. It just really depends on, you know,
the mood.
Like, you know, who's around, or like, there's a lot of great artists out there right now.
I like slow music too.
I was telling them earlier, I'm really feeling this Black Panther soundtrack. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Some great records on there. My kids are got me going on this Kendrick and SZA record.
All the Stars.
Mm-hmm. All the Stars, yeah. It's a great record. Mm-hmm. TDE is killing it right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, SZA got a whole album. It's nice.
Yeah. A&R Braun. Shout out A&R Braun.
Yeah. Don't see me no trash.
We get your record hot quick.
Yeah,
put you in rotation. Now, you know, between me doing Ultra and, you know, big festivals, Coachella and stuff like that. You know,
you were a skating party the other night.
Yeah. We did something a little different. I hadn't done it in a while, and it was great to see everybody turn out. You know. Sorry you couldn't make it, Allie, but.
Did you guys go?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did.
You did? Did you go?
I didn't go. I was moving.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm moving.
He had an excuse.
That was you didn't? Day. Oh, yeah, moving into excuse. The basement?
Yeah, like, no. You almost called me that one. No. No, I was moving. Like, literally, I didn't wake up. Haley, my fiance, woke up at 7. It was like, help the movers all day. And like, we just finished moving in yesterday.
Oh.
So yeah, so it was like,
so you have all settled in now?
I'm like all settled in. Internet set up and everything. Like, I'm good.
Come on, man. No, I'm not going to share where I'm living.
No, man, I'm in Richfield. Richfield, Brecksville border. Yeah.
Who is the best skater before we close this out? Swish had like a moment today on social media.
Yeah. He really approached it like like it was game seven. George Hills was a very, very good skater. I was very impressed.
And he came out there smooth too.
Yeah, when
we went right into it.
Yeah, when you know skating and you're a pretty decent skater yourself, like to see somebody able to do what he was doing in rental skates is a big thing.
And someone roller.
Hold on. Do you say you know skating like that?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you a skater?
I don't never skate in my life.
Oh.
That's the best. That's the best. Easier to learn.
I could skateboard a little bit.
He used to carry a skateboard.
You remind me of
around.
Someone that could skateboard.
Yeah.
He used to carry a skateboard around with him in the summer in LA.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you
I
ever
just skated with Fairfax and stuff like that?
Really?
Randomly.
You have tricks?
Not too many. I'll ollie for you.
You'll ollie for me?
Yeah. But that's it, though. I ain't doing nothing crazy. Kick flips, none of that. Because I'm scared I'm going to twist my ankles.
Well, Mitch was scared,
always.
Too.
Yeah, Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch.
Mitch
Kupchak was
Yeah, he was.
That.
He used to get so hot. Because somebody randomly would, like, tweet or something or have a video of me, and I'd just be in the street just going past him.
He has no reason, right?
Call me to the office. What is this?
That's not me.
I used to be like, I was just gay, man.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
D-Lo and Jew was on those hoverboards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did he put that in your contract? Too.
I don't know.
He put that in my contract.
The hoverboard?
Yeah.
He said a player on our team.
You know what? Who was that guy in the background? Shut up!
Whoa.
His eyes just flashed.
That's it. Unplugged, too.
Yeah, that definitely makes it. Wait, plug him back in.
Oh, shit.
Look at Jordan.
Hold on. Let me see that.
I was tripping.
What?
Let me see that.
Yeah.
And then it went straight to the garage.
I stayed in there for a little while, but I put it in the garage after that.
Wait, plug it back in. Technical explanation.
Oh. Yeah, no, he belonged in the garage.
Yeah. You got to put a piece of in different places of the country.
Fossils. Right. Bury them in the ground.
Yeah, like dinosaurs.
And on that note. All right, well, you guys got anything else you want to say? Any questions?
No, you look.
I'm still mad Josh Hart beat us on the podcast.
Jay Hart.
You asked if I had anything else to say.
We can compare numbers if you want to do that. Then maybe you can have bragging rights there.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah,
but
the fact that he beat us on the podcast.
Maybe I should say something crazy.
Well. Please. Please. I know you got it up your sleeve. There's twice already that you cut yourself.
Nah. Yeah, I'm going to save it. Yeah.
What'd you say?
This won't be the last one.
No.
Yeah.
So you guys will come back on.
Yep. I'll come back on, but we ain't gonna have the wine right here. Next time we could do my version of the podcast
with some hen doggy dog.
Yeah.
Hey, on that note, that's another edition of.